And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Yesterday marked a pivotal moment in American history as Donald Trump took the oath of office and became the 47th president of the United States. In his inaugural address, President Trump wasted no time addressing one of culture's most contentious issues, declaring it official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. And of course, while progressive pundits predictably melted down on social media, the announcement simply affirmed what humanity has understood since creation. And the president's pen remained busy as he signed multiple executive orders, including one that withdraws America from the World Health Organization. The move cut significant taxpayer funding from an organization that spent more resources promoting abortion than preventing violence against women and girls. And another executive action, President Trump overhauled federal hiring practices to focus on merit rather than ideology. The order eliminates equity considerations, instead prioritizing skills, experience, and patriotism. After 4 years of hiring based on checkboxes rather than capabilities, the federal workforce might finally reflect what most Americans already know, that excellence serves everyone better than enforced equality. Speaking of government accountability, Stacey Abrams' voter registration nonprofit just learned an expensive lesson about campaign finance law. After illegally channeling $3.2 million to support her failed 2018 gubernatorial bid, the organization agreed to pay a $300,000 fine. For someone who spent years claiming election interference, seems the call might have been coming from inside the house. In technology news, Google's AI assistants are getting remedial lessons in manners after responding rather tersely to user interruptions. The company's Notebook LM chatbots displayed what developers called oddly adversarial behavior, snapping back at users with phrases like, "I was getting to that." There's encouraging news from West Virginia, where Governor Patrick Morrissey has issued an executive order protecting religious freedom and childhood vaccination requirements. The order establishes clear exemption processes for parents with religious or conscience-based objections, bringing the state in line with 45 others that already recognize such rights. A reminder that protecting both public health and religious liberty isn't an either-or proposition. And finally, from Pakistan, a Christian woman falsely accused of desecrating the Quran has won bail. She faced life imprisonment under Pakistan's controversial blasphemy laws until a judge recognized the obvious, that accidentally burning pages while cleaning is not a crime. And as we tell you so frequently, please continue praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.